Sign up now at rockfin.com/FKN+ to get access to this entire video podcast.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the Forbidden Hangout, the first one of many to come, where we're going to talk about literally absolutely nothing. Over to you, Chris.
Hey, welcome everyone. This is going to be interesting because I don't have any fucking clue what we're doing here. But welcome. I'm glad you showed up. I'm just here for the hobgoblin bitches, like I said, you know. I don't think any showed up yet, so I'm kind of disappointed. We've only got actually one female total, so that's really disappointing. I thought we'd have at least a couple more.
It's here, man.
It smells like rotten sausage in here. It really does.
We're actually pretty good about the diversity. We normally have a woman and a black and
and a Jew at least.
Yeah, Mexican.
Our black guy's not even here tonight. This is really disappointing. Damn, man. Well, let's start this way, I guess. Let's go around the room and do some introductions. I'm looking at my top left at Juan Ayala. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Juan.
What the? Should I get high for this?
Because I don't. Hey, man. I already am. So you know.
Oh, my name's Juan. I'm from the Juan on Juan podcast. I'm not Mexican, I'm Puerto Rican, and on my podcast I talk about conspiracies and shit and esoteric themes and trying to figure out the secrets of the universe. And here I am. So let's get this party started.
Hell yeah. And then we got to my top right, Andrew Mighty. Is that how you pronounce your fucking last name, by the way?
Dude, everyone fucks up both my first and last name, so I'll just set the record straight.
That's when you go with an alias.
Yes, come on. Set it straight for us.
It's Andre Mitty.
Woo! All right, I was yeah, okay.
Yeah, Mark Steves calls me Andre Mighty, so I just ran with it, so I might switch it back to that. But yeah, I'm the host of Ascension of the Chessmen podcast, just here to hang out and laugh, have some fun.
All right. We all know who Corey and I are. We're just some fucks hanging out here. Down in the middle, Legit Bat Crew.
How's it going, dude? I know Corey said not on his show, but I really seriously have to poop right now. So we're Legit Bat. I'm going to take a break real quick.
Fucking great that's introduction. So I love it.
That's you're supposed to give us some other excuse, like you gotta let the dog out or something.
Have a podcast and Joe's pooping now. Okay, and that's how our show pretty much goes every Sunday and Thursday, so tune in.
Welcome to Legit Bat, guys. This is all right. And then at my bottom right, we got a very creepy hairless man. Welcome.
What's up, Chris? What's up, guys? I'm ready for this train wreck of a show. I'm really excited about it. I'm here to party. I run a show called Raised by Giants on YouTube and all the other podcast platforms. So if you want to come over there and join me, I would be very much appreciated. I cut my hair off because I channeled Professor Xavier from the X-Men. So now I have telepathic abilities and can read everyone's mind. So be prepared for some channelings throughout the show tonight.
Fuck yes. I want some channelings. Hell yeah. All right. Well, look at this, guys. Let me get your thoughts on this. I think I'm big time now. Watch this. I got two fucking camera angles. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I got
nice.
This one here. Damn. And then this one here. Oh, shit. What? It's going to be hard to it's going to be hard to remember which one to look at and shit. Oh, I don't know. I kind of like this one. I think this angle's nice for me. And I got a fake fire in the background. It's cozy.
You got that bad boy on a toggle switch, bro?
Yeah. Well, the zoom toggle switch.
I think it's toggling all right. Coughing away.
Yeah,
my dabs.
It's COVID dabs. It's actually COVID flavored. What was that one? A vaccine hose and COVID toes. That's a wonderful flavor.
It's the name of our band, dude. And that's what we call band.
Yeah.
This one is Blueberry Borealis.
No. Oh, sounds like a
delicious. Hybrid? Is it a sativa? What is it?
Oh, it's okay. So let me explain
dabs.
Never
mind.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. At least you recognize that it's ridiculous to ask that question because I go into the goddamn dispensary all the fucking time. They ask me, you want a sativa? You want a fucking hybrid? And I'm like, you work in a goddamn dispensary and you don't know that you're just giving me a wad of THC? I mean, like, please.
I'll be honest with you. Not a retard.
Sorry.
Yep. Okay. I don't know if any of you live in Colorado, but in Colorado, we have like the best fucking weed in the country. And I swear to God, no, it doesn't matter what dispensary you go to. You can guarantee that fucking bud tenders are the dumbest people around. They don't know shit about their own industry. It's insane.
They're sweet, though.
They're all stoned out of their mind.
They're so nice, and they offer you their strains and everything. They act like they know what they're talking about, at least.
Yes,
they carry around a gigantic iPad. Well, we're in Northern California. We're in the Emerald Triangle, I guess. So we have great weed here, too.
You guys got all that outdoor. We got all the good indoor.
Yeah, we have all of the compounds that grow weed, and you're not allowed to go there, or they'll shoot you, even if you're UPS or FedEx. So
nice. No shit.
Sometimes.
It's, it's still a big black market there, I guess.
Have you guys...
What part of Northern California are you in?
Northern California? We're in the Redding area.
So. They live near the blue people under the mountain.
You can't say big and yeah, black together, Corey. Sorry.
We're really close to Mount Shasta. Probably 45 minutes away from Mount Shasta.
Yeah. I'm in Southern California. I'm in Orange County.
We're in like the free part of California right now where we don't have to wear masks or be vaccinated to go anywhere. It's pretty amazing. Nobody gives a fuck about
that. Do you get snow up there? Is it snowy right now?
No, because we're in a valley. So we're surrounded by three mountains. We're talking, I'm talking about boring like weather and like geographical shit, but we're surrounded by three mountain ranges and we're just in a little valley. So it's always hot as fuck here. Always. Sometimes it gets cold, but not that bad. And no one gives a fuck about anything that's going on in the entire rest of the country right now. That's the best part.
How far away are you from the mountain where the Sasquatch murdered the weed farmers? You know where that's at?
Dude, I was just about to ask that. You took the shit from my mouth.
God, so what mountain is it? And I will answer that question.
I can find it, but it's a documentary, I think, on Hulu where they...
It's awful. I was waiting for fucking Sasquatch, dude. I was disappointed.
So what's the story? I want to know the story.
Yeah, we're probably a couple hours. I would say 2 hours away at top, at best.
I'm looking for it here. It's in Northern California, Bigfoot massacre. Three people involved, and they tore them apart. But I don't think it says here. California's. I think it's.
It ended up being a drug deal going bad, dude. Like it was. It wasn't fucking.
Oh, it was
Bigfoots.
In the Emerald Triangle area of Northern California. Holy shit! Aren't you there?
Yeah, so we're probably a couple hours away. So we're technically the Emerald Triangle is Trinity County kind of ends it, and we're right on the border of that. So we're in Shasta County, where Mount Shasta is. But people grow weed here, and that's completely fine. But no one's growing it and selling it the way they do in the mountains. But the mountains are only 30 minutes away, and then as you keep going in further, you know, it could be 2.5 hours away. But it's not far. Definitely not far.
It's called Sasquatch. It's on Hulu, and it's a three-part crime docuseries. And pretty much a Sasquatch goes in and just murks everybody. And supposedly he's like trying to find who was there and what exactly happened. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
That's well, if you watch to the end, it ends up being a drug deal gone bad. They lied about it. They fucking blame Sasquatch. Dude, yes, it's watch the whole thing. Watch the whole I unfortunately sat through the whole thing. I was waiting to fucking be blown away by a Bigfoot fucking murder at the end. And no, it's just a fucking drug deal gone bad, and they blame it on Bigfoot. Man, Bigfoot got a bad fucking rap from that, man. That's fucked up.
They would never let it out. It was
so disappointing.
They would never let that shit out. They would be like, no. They wanted everyone to think it was a drug deal gone bad. Maybe it was.
That's right. There we go.
The other way around.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Let's get back to conspiracies, baby. Oh, hey, speaking of Bigfoot, you guys ever seen a Bigfoot out there? In Northern California country?
I've seen bums.
No, we drive when we drive
hairy bums.
Coast, it's like a 3-hour drive, and we drive through the complete conspiracy Bigfoot part of the country where there's statues of Bigfoot and there's towns named after Bigfoot, and there's so many tourist attractions for it. So I don't think we'd actually see a Bigfoot where we live.
Yeah.
I like Bigfoot. The whole Bigfoot thing, I fucking love it because it's possible. It seems like there's just as many, there are just as many like detractors as there are, you know, potential pieces of evidence. But here's my big thing is like, they would have found some fucking bones at some point, right? Like
they're interdimensional, Corey.
That's what I was just.
I don't.
Yep.
That's where my brain just.
According to my last like 10 guests, yes, they are fucking interdimensional.
I said interdimensional Bigfoot to Corey once on our show. I was just about to say that one, and Corey said, "Just as soon as you said interdimensional Bigfoot, yeah, sorry, lost me, bye." And he was so done with our conversation. So thanks.
He's a Nephilim, Corey. That's why he's divine. He's the descendant. Bro, I 100% believe that there are things that we can't even fucking see. At the bottom of our ocean, have you ever seen a manta ray on fucking mushrooms, bro? It's just an alien, okay? There's shit that we don't even know about in this world that is wild. Octopus, like, look at octopi, bro. They're fucking
aliens.
Yeah. 100%.
So, in a nutshell, in a real brief summary, what is the purpose of Bigfoot's interdimensionality?
So he's a descendant of the you have these chimeric creatures in ancient scripture, right? That's when the Nephilim or the Elohim came down and started fucking everybody. So when they fucked everybody, they started fucking the fish, they start everything. So that's how you get harpies, minotaurs, all this shit, and Bigfoot.
That's how you get herpes? What the fuck?
And that too.
you get fish COVID. Herpes, bro.
Yeah. So again,
it's like in that Rick and Morty episode. In that Rick and Morty episode where Rick made a world for his daughter and then the kid gets sucked in there and then he starts fucking everything.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What are they called?
What are they called? And they're like, oh, and they make a play. We're the descendants of our father, and we just have to die. Yeah,
they're all inbred. Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Fucking great.
Yeah, you know, fuck a Bigfoot. I want to see a small foot, bro. I want to see a baby foot. I want to keep it as a pet.
Well, you ever seen a baby pigeon? Can we talk about how the pigeons work for the CIA? Who's seen a baby pigeon 100% right now? Nobody. None of you in here. I've seen a baby pigeon. Tell me a baby fucking pigeon. You've never seen one because they don't exist.
Birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just like up in trees and out of sight.
Oh, sorry, wrong sound.
Anyway. Oh, man.
I have seen a baby rider, though. I see one right now. He's a baby rider.
Yeah, like, look at him. He's so hairless and cute.
His voice, though, it's so innocent. I don't even know what to say about it.
Yeah. It's very soothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very soothing.
Chris, have you watched the new video from Impossible Channel? It's all Bigfoot, all new Bigfoot videos.
Dude, I'm so glad you said Impossible. I completely forgot about that. I'm about to go binge Impossible like right after we get off of this motherfucking thing. Does anybody else watch the Impossible Channel on YouTube? It's ridiculous, but it's just pure like entertainment on a scale of just poop. But it's great, you know. It's great to watch this guy do his thing, whatever it is. He just kind of throws a bunch of conspiracy videos together and talks over them and does horrible voiceovers and can't even really speak English that good. But it's so wonderful. You really got to watch it.
Uh-oh, that's a pretty good Bigfoot.
So Corey, what's your thing with Bigfoot, bro? Like, you don't believe?
I think it's possible, but there's some questions.
He was molested by Bigfoot as a child. He doesn't want to look at it. He doesn't want to accept.
I made a shirt design today. It said, "I want to believe Bigfoot is real, and he tried to eat my ass." I put the title, "I Want to Believe." And it's fucking great. Go check it out on my Instagram at the Hornet Podcast.
Hey, Ryder, remember about the
Bigfoot cock?
Yeah, the Bigfoot dong. We interviewed a dude, Tim Renner, and he said Bigfoot cock is like a fucking forearm. That's amazing. Penis. Amazing.
See, gorillas are like inch. So, like, how does that fucking circle square or whatever?
I want to know if it's hairy, though. Would there be hair on the cock, like all around the cock?
Yeah.
Or
would
it be not on the actual shaft.
Hair on everything.
Dude, that whole thing is hairy. He's a hairy walking penis.
He has hair on his face, so he must have hair.
But is he circumcised, though?
No.
Definitely not. Hey, they're not.
Does he have like a regular dong or like the doggy lipstick thing that just kind of unfolds in there?
Red Rocket, fucking motherfucker.
That's like the these
questions are the
planet.
Tough questions that you know you gotta answer.
Really important questions.
Quick questions. I think you have to be there to really grasp. I mean,
yeah, only a grasp. It's like fucking like this.
Yeah, is it like this, or is it just a visual where it's like, oh, red rocket, not worth it.
Yeah. That's a man. You'd have to dislocate your jaw first for that fucker. I don't know. I don't know where this show's going.
Two giant Bigfoot dongs.
Yeah, double dong it.
Write this down for the description. You know, we're talking about Sasquatch fish.
Yes. keep notes.
I'm fascinated by Bigfoot and the giants. Like, giants are pretty fucking cool. I'd really like to think there were giants. And giants would make sense because everything was way bigger back when there was like dinosaurs and shit, right?
Yes.
Like, birds were like 20 foot across. Like, there were big fucking lizards. It makes sense that they were big fucking people, right? So it's not out of the question.
Yeah. How many people have you had on, Chris, who said that they've ran into Bigfoot? Quite a bit, no?
Yeah, a few like have personally experienced it, but you know, some of the best stories are a friend of a friend, or you know, I heard this guy or something else. But I don't know, man. I think Bigfoot is he's I think he's an interdimensional fucker. I've got to say it. I don't know. He's some kind of he can pop in and out, and he can go into portals, man. He's been seen going into portals and holding orbs with his big old dick.
Is there a cave woman too, or?
Oh yeah, we never talk about Bigfoot's Bigfoot's wife, right?
Oh yeah, we've heard about so many Bigfoot stories of the Bigfoot women where they have big old tits and they say
Patterson Gimlin.
I'm gonna fuck me a Bigfoot woman,
if you will.
Pendulous.
Yeah, they talk about how you can tell if it's a man or woman because when they see these things, they're not they're not thinking of that. They're just terrified. But they're like, okay, so it has massive tits. That must be female. But they're also processing what they're seeing. Or it has a gigantic dick and balls or whatever. So
imagine
they're processing that like in the background of their brain. And then it comes out in this way where they're so PC about saying it. Like, well, I could tell it was a man by its genitals. And it's always so funny to hear how they describe it.
Imagine the they're first thing like, you say is like, all those tits, and it's just like Bigfoot. Oh, such huge tits, and that's like the first thing that comes to mind when you see a Bigfoot. Instead of like, holy shit, it's a Bigfoot. It's like, no, she had
big titties. If I see a Bigfoot, I'm going to identify its gender immediately. Hold that in my brain.
You don't know its pronouns.
First thing that I say. Oh, I will. I will make assumptions on purpose because of the world we live in.
It's Zer. It's Zer.
So I think that the best and most compelling evidence still is the Patterson-Gimlin film.
Yeah,
there are details in the makeup of that figure that those country fucking bumpkins would not have been smart enough to realize they needed to do. So, you know, like the wear under the arms and stuff. And well, of course, it's really just a fucking remote control with batteries in the back controlled by Putin.
Like the pigeons.
Now, be honest. How many of you whacked it to the Patterson Gimlin Bigfoot?
Not my proudest spot.
She had some nice titties, man. Those things were pendulous. Oh yeah, fuck. Go back and look at that thing and whack to it.
I don't know, but I definitely did whack my fucking meat to that drawing of that dude that we had on the show.
Oh, yes. I whacked to that like almost every other night, dude. I pulled out that tiger lady alien. that was still like one for the record books. That show was amazing. And I had no regrets. No regrets about having this guy on. Awesome. He was wonderful. He was great.
What episode is that? I want to listen to it now.
You gotta watch it.
Alien sex.
Ooh, I want to see if I can
alien sex. Oh man, what's the guy's name? I'm drawing a blank.
Right, can I have him on my podcast?
Is it
of course.
Tim something?
No. Is it Tim? I'll look it up while you discuss. Yeah, but he apparently
is that
had
the UFO Megacon.
Yeah, he had sex with a tiger alien.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Let me find him. I gotta find out who he is so you can all can all have him on the show. You know, at this point, a lot of the weirdos seek me out, and it's like, you know, you just gotta vet what you can, and sometimes you just throw it out there for others to decide.
Have you ever not
even
put anything
out?
Huh?
Go ahead.
Do what? There's
Oh, no, I was saying I don't even vet people. What were you going to say? Have you
Well, you know, it depends. I go off my gut feeling many times, but yeah, I have to do some vetting. There's a level. But this guy was just too good. His story was amazing. Let me find it.